It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Farmland preservation agreements are growing in Wisconsin. The state agriculture department cites more than 1.6 million acres now designated agricultural enterprise areas, with portions of two additional counties, Green Lake and Sauk, now part of the program to protect land, soil, and water. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Todd Morris is in the central part of the state, county conservationist for Green Lake County Land and Conservation Department. Todd, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, and Brad Robson is here, conservation agronomist for Monroe County in southwest Wisconsin. Brad, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Kate and Todd, and thank you for having this show on the radio.
Thank you, Brad. Let's start with you. Monroe County has more than 83,000 acres dedicated to the state's Agricultural Enterprise Area Program. What does this farmland designation mean?
The opportunity to advance protections of our local farmlands, to keep that in productive ag land use, and the opportunity for us to work with our local landowners and operators to implement the best management practices on those agriculture lands are the biggest things I feel it brings to Monroe County and our residents.
And you have a longer lens on this, Brad. Monroe County joining the state's program in 2014, a decade now. What type of farming operations are you seeing that exist on these lands?
Monroe County is a very diversified agriculture area. We have everywhere from, we have a large Amish community in our area, who are mainly small farms and laborers, and all the way up to, we do have a number of CAFOs, large dairy units, in our county, and they all seem to work together quite well. And then when you get to the north of our county, we actually have a large area of cranberry growers in Monroe County. So we have quite a diverse agricultural background in our county. So It's a great opportunity to work with those landowners and operators for us.
And Todd, turning to Green Lake County, in the first year of this Agricultural Enterprise Area Program, what inspired the county's participation?
So really it was landowners' involvement. Landowners contacted our department, said they were interested in developing the ag enterprise area. So we kind of helped them through the process to get the petition developed and put off to DATCAP for approval.
And what is behind this petition? How does that work?
So the petition process is basically about now. Usually in January is when we start, if landowners are interested, start having a couple meetings. And we try to hold them in the areas where that, obviously, we're having the ag enterprise area interest. Hold a few meetings to just let landowners know what an ag enterprise area is. Specifically in Green Lake County, two of our three ag enterprise areas were in non-zoned townships, so they really didn't have a whole lot of involvement with the county as far as zoning or even our department. So this was kind of a new thing to them, to be working with the county to develop the process. So we started off having meetings, generating interest, working with there was a couple landowners that really spearheaded the project that got it going. We worked with them to kind of spread the news and gain some more support for the AAU.
What has come up at meetings? What are people expressing?
Specifically, when we're unzoned, it was kind of like a zoning issue. They thought maybe this was some way to kind of regulate zoning, to regulate land use on there. It's not any of that. I mean, it still remains cropland or unzoned. I mean, it's not a zoning issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our main issue in the unzoned townships, is that this was some kind of way that maybe the local government wanted to put zoning on the area.
We're discussing Wisconsin's farmland preservation program. We have area conservationists Todd Morris of Green Lake County, Brad Robson is here of Monroe County. You can join in with questions and comments about these agricultural designations, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Brad, Monroe County expanding its protected agricultural area by 20,000 acres this year. Why is this expansion underway?
Again, Kate, like Todd had mentioned, this is truly a bottom-up approach to protecting and preserving our farmland in the area. Again, it starts from landowners being interested in this program. And again, like Todd said, we had, with our original programs, we had a couple of landowners that spearheaded the operation. It's up to them to, you know, get the interest in the area, collect signatures. You know, obviously the land conservation departments in the areas work with them, but it's truly built from the ground up, and that's what's nice about it, is the landowners and operators are the ones that actually want to protect their land. So that's the biggest benefit we can see of it all.
Protect their land. How much of a threat is development to Wisconsin farmland, taking acreage out of production?
It's a big threat. Just nationally, we lose 5,000 acres a day to development, and then you start bringing that down to the local level, and it's a challenge, and you can see it as you drive by in the areas. Monroe County is sort of unique. We do have two interstate systems that run through the area, so commercial development is a concern simply because of ease of access. So that's part of the ideas of this thought process, is if we can protect our farmlands currently and keep that in production, we're all better off, and it's better managed that way, we believe.
Todd, what are your thoughts from Green Lake County on these designations? Are they enough to guard against farmland being redeveloped into something other than agriculture?
I think it's a start. I do like them for the fact that they are local and they are brought by the local people. So in a couple of our areas, supporting local agricultural economy was a goal that we've had in those agricultural enterprise areas. So we've had larger farmers, too, that are mainly row crop, corn, grain, wheat. But we've also had smaller, fresh vegetable market type landowners that are also interested in it. So it's really a way to protect all phases of agriculture. And it's been very well received, and I think it's a good start to limit the conversion to farmland. Once you get the ag enterprise area, you still have to sign an agreement for 15 years that says it's going to stay in ag, and that's where I think you get the protection of the cropland for at least 15 years.
At least 15 years. What do you think of that type of timeline? There, between like 15 years and last month, Governor Evers signing a bill into law lowering the minimum term length for these agreements from 15 to 10.
Yeah, so it just was passed here, this last year, so that did drop down to 10. Every current one we have is 15. I think the 10 years is good. It's still a 10-year protection. My thought is just with working with a few that we've had worked with, that they would probably renew after the 10 years, even as up, even after the 15, I think. So a lot of them, their long-term goal is to keep that land as farmland. So, for them, it's forever, not just 15 years or 10 years. It's forever, and they want to really transition that farm to the next generation of farmer, and this is a way to help do that.
Todd Morris, County Conservationist for Green Lake County Land and Water Department. Brad Robson, Monroe County's Conservation Agronomist. Be part of this discussion about farmland preservation and land use. Call in with a question, share thoughts, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about farmland preservation goals in Wisconsin and the growth of agricultural enterprise areas that utilize a tax credit to help encourage farmers to meet soil and water conservation standards. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Todd Morris is here, County Conservationist for Green Lake County Land and Water Conservation Department. Brad Robson, Conservation Agronomist for Monroe County. Brad, let's go further into these agreements. Landowners who have an agricultural enterprise area, they're eligible to enter these voluntary farmland preservation agreements. What does this agreement say?
Yes, and I would like to reiterate your voluntary on this. This is not coming from the top down. I know we're leaning on that heavy, but it is led by the landowner and producers. It's their option to do this. It's not mandated. Simply stated is just they are agreeing to follow best management practices on their ag land operations, whether it's themselves running it or a renter or operator of it, which really brings some control back to some of the landowners who choose to rent out their land or lease it out to a neighboring farmer. It just ensures they're doing the right things for the soil and for the environment in the time coming. So it's a great way to have some control over how your land is operated. If you're a landowner, if you're an operator, generally we're doing the right things anyway, but it brings you a little bit of added tax credit bonus back for thanking you for doing the right thing.
And this added tax credit type bonus for doing the right thing, the new law raises the dollar amount that can be claimed annually. So instead of receiving $5 an acre, landowners can receive $10 per qualifying acre under this preservation agreement. How do you feel about this increase, Brad?
Well, we're thankful that DATCAP listened on this. They had sent out a survey in 2018, and those were two of the biggest issues on there. Was number one, the term of the agreement, which was holding people back, the term length of 15 years, and the payment was realistically too small to encourage participation. Now, we don't want to say it's just because of the money, and it's not, because people are doing it for the right thing, but it does take some time and paperwork and effort on their part. So we were very excited to see this term limit reduced and payment increased, and we would like to thank DATCAP and the representatives for introducing that and getting it passed. We feel it brings some more interest to the program.
Todd, what do you think of the tax credit for farmland preservation and its impact as you see it?
I agree with Brad. I mean, it's something that we've been looking to get increased. It's been, like you said, that was the main, if they sent out a survey, that was one of the things that was too low. So, and we've heard that at the local level here at our Land Conservation Committee's meetings, is that they're, for one of the requirements of, to stay the agricultural standards is having a nutrient management plan and annually updating that. And some guys are going, the $5 an acre wasn't enough for me to worry about it, but the 10 is worthwhile. So I think it's a good increase, and we supported that. So, yeah, I think it's a really good, it's a good thing.
And so with the credit requiring the farmer to be in compliance with state and soil, water conservation plans and standards, who is ensuring the compliance?
So that falls onto the county land conservation department. So if a landowner signs an agreement that says they want to participate, our staff will go out there, we'll do a walkover, meet with the farmer, walk over his land, see if there's any erosion issues out there. We'll work with them to develop a conservation plan for the farm to ensure that it's meeting the tolerable soil loss, which is a requirement of the program. We'll also help them develop a nutrient management plan if they need it, or they may be working with somebody already to do that. So we're just making sure that plan meets the state standards or the NRCS standards. The conservation department really is the one that's tasked to do that. Once they, if we determine that they meet it, we'll issue them what's called a certificate of compliance, and that's what they get to take to their tax preparer that says, the county's been out here, we're meeting the program requirements, and we're eligible to claim that tax credit.
Brad, does that systematic walkthrough determination, does that seem to be able to make this tax credit do what it's supposed to do?
Yes. Yes, it does. That's a great opportunity for, like Todd said, the local land conservation departments to get on the farmland, on the farms, meeting with the landowners, doing a walkover and just talking through them with them about what's going on the property. And we, you know, we feel here that, you know, the more times we can be on the land with the landowner and operator, the better we can do for the soil and the environment. The protections downstream, I think, are really an added bonus to this. It's not just on the farmland itself, but the rivers and streams downland are very important to us. So if we can do a better job managing nutrients, managing soil loss, that's a win for the whole community and beyond, we feel.
But communication is key, that really face-to-face, those meetings and talking with the farmers is really essential is what I'm hearing.
Yes, yes. The face-to-face, putting a person to it, getting there, really talking through what's required, what's needed for the program, and it gives us the opportunity to discuss the actual benefits of why we're doing this and why we need to preserve our farmland. Again, I go back to the development happening, and it's real even out here in Monroe County. It's, you start looking around, and it's a way for landowners and farmers to protect that ag land, because we all know we need this ag land in production and for the future.
Talking about Wisconsin's Farmland Preservation Program, Brad Robson there of Monroe County, and County Conservationist Todd Morris with us as well in Green Lake County. You can join in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Jeff is wondering about how much conservation practices are being used in these zones. Like, farming has become so industrialized, Jeff says. Does this program prevent unsustainable or farming practices that are polluting? Todd, what are your insights there?
So I guess conservation is also no-till, reduced tillage, and nutrient management. So that's where we always start, is with that conservation plan. So even if you're a larger farmer, still having that conservation plan in place to make sure that, you know, your soil's not eroding more than the tolerable soil loss or that would be allowed to be made productive. So, you know, our goals are kind of the same with the farmers. You know, we want to make sure that land keeps producing. You know, we don't want to be, you know, eroding it more than it, you know, so that it's not productive anymore. So even with larger farmers, there's still opportunity with reduced tillage, no-till nutrient management, along with a suite of other best management practices. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of grass waterways, a lot of sediment basins or grade stabilization structures in our county, which slow the water down. And we've done them with large, small, all farmers. The main thing, like Brad said, is really just talking, you know, if somebody's operating their land or renting their land down to an operator, talking with that operator so that everybody's on the same goal. I mean, the landowner has goals, so does the operator, and so do we. So just as long as we're all on that same page, we can get the conservation done.
I wonder, Todd, hypothetical here, but what would, without this tax credit, this preservation farmland credit, what would happen to farmland in Wisconsin, do you think?
So in our area, what we're seeing is, I mean, we don't have a lot of big development, but we're seeing smaller parcels sold off. So we're seeing this fragmentation of it. So the 40 acres is now 35 with a house here, and you know, maybe another house on the other side, and especially in an unzoned where, you know, the county doesn't have any minimum requirements on lot sizes, we're seeing more farms, you know, or more farms getting broken up and going into non-farm uses with non-farm backgrounds to them, and that sometimes causes conflicts with people not knowing what farmers do on the land and what they, you know, planting-wise, manure management-wise, and stuff like that. Sometimes it causes some concerns and issues.
Brad, as we wrap up here, Wisconsin having more than 1.6 million acres now in these designated agricultural designations, do you see that growing in the future?
Yes, I do. Yes, I truly do see that. I think we're at a point now that we realize we do need to do something and protect our ag land use that we have. The advantage to this is, I guess one thing we didn't touch on quick is the actual landowner decides how much of the property they get to put in. Mm-hmm. If they think, you know, their son or daughter is going to want to move back and build a house on one section of it, they can exclude that in the terms of the contract.
There is that flexibility. I want to thank you both for joining us. Brad Robson, conservation agronomist, Monroe County in Southwest Wisconsin. Todd Morris, county conservationist for Green Lake County Land and Water Conservation Department in the central part of the state. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.